This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 19th. God's word to you today is the manifestation. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 33, verse 24, from the New International Version, and it says, "No one living in Zion will say, 'I am ill,' and the sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven." Saul came into the company of prophets, and Saul, not because he was a prophet, but because of the governing prophetic anointing, began to prophesy. Everyone was surprised, and they asked, "Is Saul now a prophet?" "No, he is not a prophet. It is because of the grace available in that area he is in." Jonah, one man, his corporate anointing almost sank an entire ship. Just one man, he got on board, and the ship was going to sink. Be careful who you are yoking with. David's men were called David's mighty men, but actually, they were anything but mighty until they came into contact with and hung out with David. When they came in contact and hung out with David, the atmosphere around David changed their lives. Zechariah 12:8 says, "On that day, the Lord will defend the people of Jerusalem. The weakest among them will be as mighty as King David, and the royal descendants will be like God, like the angel of the Lord, who goes before them." Jerusalem in this scripture references Zion, and Zion means the church. This is God's word for his church. You have to personalize it over your own life and assembly. Say it out loud. "On that day, the Lord will defend the church of Jesus Christ. The weakest among us will be as mighty as King David, and the regular member will be like God, like the angel of the Lord who goes before them." This is paraphrased. I know that some people will struggle with saying this, especially with the portion that says the average will be like God. It is not blasphemy. Did you write the Bible? Is it in the Bible? Religion is a strange thing. It just keeps people bound, and they are unable to confess certain truths, even though they are in the Word of God. The Word of God says, "You are gods." Some people will argue that this is blasphemy. They will argue that the scripture is not referring to us. We are just ordinary human beings. The reality is, the way you see yourself is different from the way God sees you. God is saying, "You will not be feeble. You will not be weak in the name of Jesus." Look at how strong David was. God is saying, "The weakest among us will be like David, and the regular folks will be like God himself in the name of Jesus." However, for you to be like God, you need to have a relationship with God. So if you are yet to get into a relationship with Jesus, or you would like to come back into a relationship with him, there is no time like now. Talk to God. Let us pray. Father, you are the God that spoke to dry bones and they came alive. Therefore, because of your word, I live in the manifestation of health and healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.